AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, where within the past few minutes, Cuba hoisted its flag over its new embassy.
After 54 years, we are reestablishing diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States of America.
After more than 50 years, the U.S. and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations at the stroke of midnight when an agreement to resume normal ties took effect. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
The last time flags flew at U.S. and Cuban embassies was 1961, and Dwight Eisenhower was president. Today, the mansion that was Cuba's embassy then again takes on the role, while in Havana, it's a modern office building that's being upgraded. However, America's gala flag raising with Secretary of State John Kerry presiding likely won't come till next month.
The new U.S. Embassy in Havana posted fresh photos to its Facebook and Twitter accounts that read, U.S. Embassy, Cuba. Donald Trump is blasting the media for what he considers misreporting of his remarks about Senator John McCain's Vietnam War service. Here's what he said on Saturday in Iowa.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
But Trump told the Today Show this morning.
The next sentence was, he is a war hero. I said that, but they never want to play it.
What Senator McCain think?
The best thing to do is put it behind us and move forward and just express our gratitude to those who have served and sacrificed.
He says Trump does not have to apologize to him. Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, the newly minted candidate for president, has signed a bill that outlaws abortions at or beyond 20 weeks of pregnancy unless the mother is likely to die or suffer irreversible injury. In Ohio, a pregnant woman and her two children were killed when their mobile home was swept away during a torrential downpour. It happened in Ripley, Ohio. This is AP Radio News. A crowdfunding project is getting underway to fund something out of this world. Our Matt Small has this story.
Man first set foot on the moon July 20th in 1969, and that man was Neil Armstrong.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum is launching a crowdfunding campaign to preserve the spacesuit Armstrong wore for that moonwalk. The museum aims to raise $500,000 on Kickstarter to save and digitize the aging spacesuit, plus build a climate-controlled display case for it, all in time for the 50th anniversary in 2019. I'm Matt Small.
The just-released Harper Lee novel Go Set a Watchman has already sold over 1 million copies in the U.S. and Canada. Harper Lee had long insisted that To Kill a Mockingbird would be her only novel. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.